राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय कृष्ण बलराम जी की जय ताय गौर सुंदर की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ताय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी थैंक यू सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो Chapter 4, the process of creation, and text number 21. Should I break the words one by one? Word by word? Okay. We are very advanced, so we can do the whole line, right? यदङ्घ्रविध्यानसमाधिधौतयाधियानुपश्यन्ति तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत्कवयो यथारुचम् समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदता यदङ्घ्रविध्यानसमाधिधौतयाधियानुपश्यन्ति तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत्कवयो यथारुचम् समे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदताम् यदङ्घ्रविध्यानसमाधिधौतयाधियानुपश्यन्ति तत्त्वमात्मनः वदन्ति चैतत्कवयो यथारुचम् स मे मुकुन्दो भगवान् प्रसीदता
Samadhi Dautaya.
Yad angri, those lotus feet, avidhyana, thinking of every second, samadhi, friends, dhautaya, being washed up, dhiya, by such clean intelligence, anupashyanti, does see by following authority, he, certainly, tattvam, the absolute truth, atmanah, of the Supreme Lord and of oneself, vadanti, they say, cha, also, etat, this, Kavayaha, philosophers or learned scholars, yatharucham, as he thinks. Sa, he, may, mind, Mukundaha, Lord Krishna, who gives liberation, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, prasidatam, be pleased with me. Translation. By His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who gives liberation. By thinking of His lotus feet at every second, following in the footsteps of authorities, the devotee in trance can see the absolute truth. The learned mental speculators, however, think of Him according to their whims. May the Lord be pleased with me. The purport. The mystic yogis, after a strenuous effort to control the senses, may be situated in a trance of yoga, just to have a vision of the Super Soul within everyone. But the pure devotee, simply by remembering the Lord's lotus feet at every second, at once becomes established in real trance, because by such realization, his mind and intelligence are completely cleansed of the disease of material enjoyment. The pure devotee thinks himself fallen into the ocean of birth and death, and incessantly prays to the Lord to lift him up. He only aspires to become a speck of transcendental dust at the lotus feet of the Lord. A pure devotee, by the grace of the Lord, absolutely loses all attractions for material enjoyment. And to keep free from contamination, he always thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. King Kulasekara, a great devotee of the Lord, prays, Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adyaiva Mevishatu Manasarajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapavata Pitai Kanthavarodhana Vidhoshmaranam Kutaste. My Lord Krishna, I pray that the swan of my mind may immediately sink down to the lotus, to the stem of the lotus feet of your lordship, and be locked in their network. Otherwise, at the time of my final death, when my throat is choked up with cough, how will it be possible to think of you? There is an intimate relationship between the swan and the lotus stem. So the comparison is very appropriate. Without becoming a swan or paramahamsa, one cannot enter into the network of the lotus feet of the Lord. As stated in Brahma Sanhita, the mental speculators, even by dint of learned scholarship, cannot even dream of the absolute truth by speculating over it for eternity. The Lord reserves the right of not being exposed to such mental speculators. And because they cannot enter into the network stem of lotus feet of the Lord, all mental speculators differ in conclusion. And at the end, they make a useless compromise by saying, as many conclusions, as many ways. That is translated as Jata Matta Tapat, right? According to one's own inclination, yatharucham. But the Lord is not like a shopkeeper trying to please all sorts of customers in the mental speculators exchange. The Lord is what He is, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, and He demands absolute surrender unto Him only. The pure devotee, however, by following the ways of previous acharyas or authorities, can see the Supreme Lord through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, anupashyanti. The pure devotee never tries to see the Lord by mental speculation, but by following in the footsteps of acharyas, mahajano yena gata sapantha. Therefore, there is no difference of conclusions among the Vaishnava acharyas regarding the Lord and the devotees. Therefore, there is no difference of conclusions among the Vaishnava acharyas regarding the Lord and the devotees. Lord Chaitanya asserts that the living entity, Jiva, is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and that he is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. This tattva of the Lord, Chaitanya, is shared by all four sampradayas of the Vaishnava school, all accepting eternal servitude to the Lord even after salvation. And there is no authorized Vaishnava acharya who may think of the Lord and himself as one. This humbleness of a pure devotee who is 100% engaged in his service puts the devotee of the Lord in a trance by which to realize everything. Because to the sincere devotee of the Lord reveals himself, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10. The Lord, being the Lord of intelligence in everyone, even in the non-devotee, favors his devotee with proper intelligence, so that automatically the pure devotee is enlightened with the factual truth about the Lord and His different energies. The Lord is revealed by not by one's speculative power or by one's verbal jugglery over the Absolute Truth. Rather, He reveals Himself to a devotee when he is fully satisfied by the devotee's service attitude. Sukadeva Goswami is not a mental speculator or compromiser of the theory of as many ways, as many conclusions. Rather, he prays to the Lord only, invoking His transcendental pleasure. That is the way of knowing the Lord. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. That is the end of this purport. So in this regard, I do not have much to say today in this class. I've been just relaxing after coming back from Arizona, giving a Bhagavad Sattaha. I was preparing so much about it, but because the time is too short, I had to just kind of summarize. I didn't need to prepare that much, I realized. I didn't have to. But anyway, so much time is. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is offering his respects, homages to the Lord. After speaking already three chapters of second canto, usually it is a practice, and it is the etiquette of the speaker that in the beginning of his speech praise Guru and Krishna for their blessings. But here, knowing the urgency of the question that was asked by Sri Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, without any Mangalacharan, without any prayers to the Lord, immediately answered the questions that was much needed at that moment by Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj asked, when Sukadeva Goswami arrived, he asked, what can be done? What a dying person can do? So Sukadeva Goswami could understand the urgency, because there is only 1 week left for him. And so he wants to accomplish something. He wants to accomplish so that he becomes, in Sanskrit term is krita kritya. Kritya means to be done, krita means done. To be done is done. So whatever to be done is becomes done in 7 days. What is that? So Sukadeva Goswami immediately gets to the point. And he appreciates the question that was asked by Parikshit Maharaj by saying, Variya aneshate prasna. Very nice question. Thank you so much. Very nice question. Kritu lokahitam nripa. Lokahitam, because this kind of question is not personal. The king is not asking, I got a curse. What can I do? The question was, what a person who is about to die should do. So that is, everybody has to die, right? Everybody is dying one day. Not one day, it's within 7 days actually. The 7 days came from our Vedic time, right? They are named after, the planets. Ravibar, Mangalbar, Shombar, Mangalbar, we say in Sanskrit terms. And they are after the names of those planets. I was wondering why the Western countries follow the same pattern. They should have like 8 days or 9 days in a week. Yeah. They follow the same thing. Almost the same number in the name. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So we all die in 7 days, of course. There is no eighth day beyond the seventh. Is there any other any eighth day beyond the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? That's the 7 days. Kritu Loka Hitam Nripa. Sukadeva Goswami realizes the question is very very important, and it is for the welfare, for the benefit of everyone. So everyone is going to die in 7 days, within the 7 days, so they should be doing what Parikshit Maharaj is doing. So in very detail, Sukadeva Goswami has explained what is very, very urgent to be done for the person who is going to die. That is Nama Sankirtana. Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Srotavya Kirtitavyascha Deya Pujyascha Nityada. He gives different reasons. Why? Because the life is being spent. During the day we do something, night time we sleep, and night time is going like that. So therefore, to utilize our time, this valuable time, one must srotavya kirtitavyascha. One must hear about the Lord, kirtitavyascha, speak about the Lord, glorify, dheya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be meditated by us. Pujyascha, he should be worshipped, nityada, and regularly, always. And then after he gives, this is the importance of holy name, the Supreme Personality, Godhead has to be worshipped, has to be meditated, has to be spoken, has to be, his holy name should be chanted. That is the importance for the people who are going to die, for all of us. And then if you guarantee that you can live a little longer, then there is a yoga process also. Sukadeva Goswami describes a little yoga process. Yitasana, yitasvasu. You have to sit in one place, and you have to do pranayama, and all these things, yoga processes. And after that, he also gives the, or how to meditate upon Paramatma, the Super Soul, in your heart. Kechit svadehantar hridayavakase. Pradesha matram purusham basantam. Pradesha matram. Very little, that very tiny little form is in your inside, in your core of the heart. You can meditate upon that. It may be difficult because we are habituated to see the big form of the Lord. Pujaris are trying to dress the deities every morning and evening. So it's such a big form, in my Mayapuriva lifestyle, life size, big form of Lord. If you try to put that thing inside your core of a heart, it's kind of difficult. You have to shrink the whole the form. It'll be difficult. Anyway, and then also he gives a little better idea, I guess, to think the whole universe is the Lord, the body of the Lord. And then, Patalameta Sai Padamulam Padanti Parsni Prapadera Satalam, starting from the lotus feet of the Lord, the lowest planet of this world is the lotus feet of the Lord. And then he goes on gradually going up. The Siddha Loka is the head, lotus head of the Lord. So you start from start to meditate from the lotus feet, and then padam padam shudyati dhir yatha yatha. As you go up from the starting from the lotus feet, as you go up and up. Then gradually your existence will be purified, your intelligence will be purified. Prabhupada writes in the purport that by constantly meditating upon the Lord, one becomes one becomes knowledgeable. There are three things he mentions. One becomes purified of the heart. One becomes familiar to the glories of the Lord, and then the attributes of the Lord, and the third. Anyone remember? Attributes of the qualities, right? Third is? There are three things I mentioned. Anyway, so all these different things. So finally, when this was done, Parikshit Maharaj asked a question, how the Lord creates all this? This world. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami comes, let me start this topic. Urgency, that the urgent thing I have already mentioned to you. Now, this is very elaborated, theme. So that I start with the prayer to the Lord. So there are, 14 slokas he have saying in his prayer. So yet angri vid dhyana samadhi dhautaya. Sridhar Swami comments on that on these 14 different slokas, on each sloka he has seen one quality or more than one quality of the Lord. So in this particular sloka, Sukadeva Goswami prays to the Lord because the Lord is a giver of the knowledge. So Sukadeva Goswami wants to make sure that I'm giving you proper knowledge. I'm speaking at the proper knowledge that is inquired, so that it can continue. It will be distributed to the world for the time that is coming. Yadangravi dhyana samadhi dhautaya. Samadhi. So by constantly remembering the Lord or meditating upon the Lord, our intelligence becomes pure. Intelligence becomes cleansed from the, what Prabhupada said here, from the disease of material enjoyment. And with that purified intelligence, we can see the form of the Lord inside the heart. As it is mentioned in Brahma Sanhita, Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Shanta Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajam. Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena. One whose eyes are being anointed by the ointment of prema, the love of God. One who has prema, one who has developed prema, one who has developed the love for the Lord, can chant constantly the holy name of the Lord, can think of Him constantly, can meditate upon Him constantly. If there is no love for Lord, that is not possible. One cannot chant constantly. So one whose eyes are purified by the love of God, that type of devotee can see the Sam Sundar form in their heart. Shanta Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. And in their hearts they can see. What they can see? Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam. Luckily our Lord is named as Shyama Sundara. So this Shyama Sundara can be seen in the heart when it is purified. Vadanti Chaitat. If one is not purified, or one who has no faith on Krishna's lotus feet, they will speak based on their own knowledge, with their own scholarship. Based on their own scholarship. Yatharucham. Yatharucham means whatever they like, according to their ability. Yatharucham. Sridhar Swami says, Yatharucham means also that according to your caliber. So yatharucham, since not everybody has developed the Lord for Krishna, so they speak on based on the book knowledge, bookish knowledge. They read from the book, whatever sources it may be, and then try to establish something. Yatharucham. So Vamsidhar is another commentator. He is commenting on the commentary of Sridhar Swami. He writes that yatharucham is some people may say that okay, God is impersonal, so they can keep on going saying that God is impersonal. He doesn't have eyes, he doesn't have nose, he doesn't have mouth, he doesn't have hands or feet. So they can go on, you know. And so you'll find so many different types of ideas behind that. Why God is impersonal. And somebody says, okay, God is personal. The same impersonal God becomes personal. And they give example like, okay, the water. One is the water. When you keep the water in a certain temperature, that becomes frozen. So that becomes, what is that called? That is personal or impersonal?
Personal.
And then when that melts, becomes impersonal? However, that's the example I have been hearing. So that's the same impersonal Brahma becomes personal because of, depending on his devotee's love. That kind of explanation they give. Yatharucham, whatever they can think of it, you know. And they can also explain, okay, the Atma and the Paramatma. Atma means Paramatma, and Atma means the soul also. The soul is Anu. Anu is a very, very small, sukshma, and sarvagata everywhere. And similarly, this world is mithya, brahma satyam jagan mithya. You know, this is also yatharucham. You know, brahma satyam, brahma is true, but then the world jagat is mithya, is untrue, false. And some may say, oh no, it's not mithya, it is true, but it's either way. So yatharucham, they can say all kinds of stuff like that without giving any reference to Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada gives a reference from Isha Upanishad, saying that Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam, the Supreme Lord is Purnam, therefore He created this world, it must be Purnam too. Complete. Of course, it is temporary. It has no permanent existence. But as long as it is here, it is Purnam. It is complete because it has come from the Purnam, complete Lord. Badanti chaitan kavayo yatharucham. However, they may describe. Because it is pretty simple. When you read Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, even in the Upanishad, it says, tad-vijnanartam sa guru meva vigatsyat. One has to go to the spiritual master, to guru, to understand. But if you don't want to go to guru, you avoid that part and you try to understand yourself, then you come to yatharucham. Whatever you want, you just go on speaking. And their intelligence is just going in just the opposite way. Not anukulyena, opposite way. So when you try to go opposite way, you face difficulties. I remember one story regarding this. There was one couple, and the couple used to fight every day because the wife would not agree what her husband is saying. So long time passed like that, so husband had to make a compromise. Because wife would do always opposite of what he's saying, you know, he would say. So then the husband made a compromise. He just made his mind that he would just say the opposite thing so that she will do the right. he would plan ahead of time to say opposite, you know, so that she will do the right. Because if he says the right thing, then she will do always opposite. So he would started to do like that. Okay. So one day some guests are coming. So he said, you know, my dear wife, there are three or four the guests are coming today to our house. I think no need to worry about it. Don't cook at all for them. Don't cook at all for them. They will stay here for, you know, for a little while, then they will go away. Why bother? So then wife said, why not? I'm here. I will cook them and feed them. Okay, that's fine. That's what I wanted. Like that, you know, he would plan ahead to say the opposite so she would do the right. And then time came. And he said, okay, the Kumbh Mela is coming, you know, Kumbh Mela is coming, so many people are going. Not to worry, you know, so there's so much crowd in the Kumbh Mela, we should better not go. And if we get lost, better not to go. We can just, you know, chant Ganga Chaiva Yamuna Chaiva, you know, in the cup of water or bucket of water, we can, you know, take bath here. We get the benefit of taking bath in Ganga. And then wife said, what are you talking about? I'll go to Ganga, the Kumbh Mela. It only comes after 12 years. I'll go to Ganga, I'll take. Okay, if you're going to, I'll go also with you. So he would always plan such a way that she would do the right thing. And then they went to the Ganga, they went to Kumbh Mela, Haridwar. And so much crowd was there. And then if you don't know how to swim, you may go through. So then everybody was taking bath there. And then somehow, this time he couldn't plan to stay opposite. He said, okay, my dear wife, please don't go too far because water is very, very deep and then, you know, it's difficult to come out. And then she said, well, I will go. Of course I will go further in the water. And then she went and she drowned. And then he said, oh my God, so long I've been planning to say the wrong thing so that she can do right. Today I told her the right thing, and she did the opposite thing. She drowned. Now what to do? She said, okay, please save her. So people came. She was already drowned. They came with different instruments to find out. Maybe she's here. And she flown down this way, the current. And he said, no, go this way, because she had been always going the opposite. Maybe she's gone this way. So kavayo yatharucham, they keep saying all kinds of stuff according to their ability, not taking the references from Bhagavatam and proper sources, and you come all kinds of conclusions, and then you will have so many different sects of kind of religion. Okay, this religion, that religion, this religion, that religion. Radhanath Maharaj says that one has to come in within these four sampradayas. Therefore, when the Lord appears here, when Lord decides to appear here in this world, he comes within Gaudiya sampradaya as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and takes initiation. And then successfully he distributes the love of Godhead even to the animals, what to speak of people. What to speak of Mayavadis and also those Yatharucham guys. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling toward Vrindavan, Jharikhand, he gave love of Godhead distributed to all the animals, tigers, deers, elephants. And then in South India, when he arrived in South India, so many people came to see him. So many, and those people who have seen the beauty of Lord Chaitanya, they immediately cried out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then they went back to their village, wherever they come from, and whoever have seen him coming back from Lord Chaitanya, they also started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya was passing through Banaras, and then this Mayavadi sannyasi, Prakasananda Saraswati, who had 10,000 disciples, they have been talking. Okay, this Chaitanya, you know, Chaitanya, he's taken Bhakti Marga. Bhakti is for the women and widows and old people, not for us. We can study Upanishads, Vedanta. This is our dharma. Bhakti is not for us. What is this? He's taking sannyas and dancing on the road, like a, I don't know, it's called fanatics, sentimentalism. So there was a meeting arranged with Prakasananda Saraswati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they saw the personality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were amazed. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he debated with Prakasananda Saraswati, they all accepted what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. And they all, all those 10,000 disciples of Prakasananda Saraswati, along with Prakasananda Saraswati, they started chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when you get to the right sources, you get the right information. Otherwise, anybody can say anything according to their own education, according to their own qualification. So our only shelter is to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada. Following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, if we study Srimad Bhagavatam, then we can get to the right conclusion. And we can get to the point how Sukadeva Goswami prays to Lord, Same Mukundo Bhagavan Prasidatam. Bhagavan, the Lord Sri Krishna, is the giver of liberation. And if you hear any other speakers out there, outside the Vaishnava Sampradaya, they can say, okay, Lord Shiva can give you mukti, Durga can give you mukti, Kali can give you mukti, Ganesh can give you mukti, everybody gives mukti. Whereas Lord Shiva says, mukti pradata sarvesham Vishnu revana samsaya. Only Lord Vishnu can give liberation, nobody else. So this is the benefit of studying Shat Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasrinvan vipatan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchyanaraha. This is the last words in Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the glory of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is such thing by reading which, and by Srinvan, vipatan, vicharana par, and by contemplating over it, one becomes free from the material contamination and gets the love of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So is there any comments, questions and corrections?
Hare Hare Bolo, thank you for the nice class. Earlier you said that Everyone is speaking according to their ability, you know, what they understand. But I tell you, that is also true for all of us, because, you know, each one of us, we speak according to how we understand.
There's a difference. There's a difference here. We also speak according to our understanding, but we are given this what's called footpath. This is our footpath. Okay. That what we speak, it has to be aligned with the Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And what we hear from our Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, that we repeat. We don't have to create anything. We don't have to make a lot of research and make something new. So we speak according to our own qualification, but based on Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Whereas the other side, for those who do not have their parampara, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, they come up with their own ideas. So that's the thing.
How many disciples did Prakasananda Saraswati have?
Sorry?
What is Sanskrit that Sridhar Swami used for Yatharucham?
Yatharucham, Yurucham, yeah, he translates Yurucham means Pratibha. Pratibha means ability.
Pratibha?
Pratibha. Pratibha. Ability, caliber.
How many disciples did Prakasananda Saraswati have?
I heard from Radhanath Maharaj, he said 10,000 disciples Prakasananda Saraswati.
Govind Maharaj, was it 60,000?
10,000.
Is it?
Pushkar.
No.
60,000.
Is it mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Nobody had it calculated.
10,000 is a big number.
Trump said the city is the silent.
In the purport, Prabhupada says, I'm paraphrasing, you read the purport, that up to the salvation, all the acharyas, all these four sampradaya acharya, has no difference after the salvation. Can you talk about it? It's very most important.
Up to the salvation, right?
No, after the salvation. Because after the salvation, everything else falls apart except this four sampradaya. Mm-hmm.
It's the end of the purport, the end of the paragraph.
Yeah. Okay. Lord Chaitanya asserts that the living entity, Jiva, is eternally the servitor of the Lord, and that he is simultaneously one with and different from the Lord. The tattva of Lord Chaitanya's is shared by all four sampradayas of the Vaishnava school, all accepting eternal servitude to the Lord even after salvation. And there is no authorized Vaishnava acharya who may think of the Lord and himself as one after the salvation.
No, but after salvation, where actually four sampradaya has a common ground, like bhakti is the only way to approach, where remain servant is the object of worship. But after salvation, Mayava diminish, finish. There's no discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must finish. There's no topics. You don't even exist. You lose your identity.
You mean according to Mayavad?
Yeah, even Brahmavadas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's a Brahma Sutra that he quotes, Shatani, Darshati, after all, he gets, then after that liberation, then service to me.
Oh.
For us.
I'll have to memorize that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Yes, Madhumati.
How is that the Prakashananda Saraswati and his disciples, they seem like they changed immediately, like without much, you know, with like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there was so much discussion went on, you know, and did that kind of thing go on with Prakashananda as well?
It's a short meeting. They were invited for the lunch. And so within that, and maybe it was 1 hour, 2 hours of discussion probably, Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how Saririka Bhashya is faulty, you know, Adi Shankaracharya, and made it purposely in that way because he was ordered, right, to distract the people, Janan Madhvimukhan Kuru, right? So based on, of course, Adi Shankaracharya, in his heart, he had different, you know, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. But in public, he said, given the Saririka Bhashya, and then that gives the whole, what's called the Mukhyartha Thariya, what that Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Mukhyartha Thariya, Govinda Karila Akhyan. So what is the original meaning? That is covered, and he made another meaning of the sutras of Vedanta Sutra, therefore. And that's how the Shankaracharya followers are misguided in the Saririka Bhashya. And whoever studies that, they think this is the best one because they are in that line. And so Prakashananda Saraswati, he admitted, yes, it is, we understand this, it is wrong, but, you know.
Also, Prabhupada said that Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur and his followers got attracted by Mahaprabhu's effulgence.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada said, we may not be able to do that, but we are able to serve, because Prakashananda, he actually extended his hand to pull out Mahaprabhu from the food washed water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a place for his sannyasis. So service was done. That caused him to be eligible.
Oh, yes. After the touch of the Lord can purify them too.
So did just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he also started dancing Haribol, Haribol. Did Prakashananda Saraswati and their followers kind of also started chanting on the street like that, or?
After,
that's not described.
After that, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they also did do that afterwards.
That's why Prabhupada says, it's like a sequence. That's why Prabhupada says that Rupa Goswami came with Anupam after.
Mm-hmm.
And they were other side of the Ganges, and they paid obeisances. And they, according to Prabhupada, they composed their parts, Namo Mahabhadanaya,
mm-hmm.
Krishna Vempadaya, on that spot.
Who composed that?
Rupa Goswami.
Oh, Rupa Goswami, okay.
In Banaras, according to Prabhupada. Other side of the Ganges. Dadas, what's that place called?
Dadas,
something, Dadas.
Mm. Okay. Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.